Well, we are talking about the 2017 Delaware Individual Arts Fellows, and there were a lot of applications for these fellowships, right?
Yes, there were. We had a record number this year. There were 126 applications.
Wow, 126 applications?
Yes.
For just 18 fellowships?
Well, we don't have a set number in mind when we start the process. It depends on our budget, the number of applications, and how the applicants are ranked as well. But yes, 126 were juried down to the top 18 artists.
And this includes more than just painters. There are musicians and writers as well on that list. Is diversity of mediums a big factor in who gets selected for these fellowships?
Yes, we do try to get as many representatives from different artistic disciplines. We also have sculptors and photographers, a playwright, a choreographer. So we do try to factor that in to get as many disciplines as we can.
And I see here, looking down the list, there are representatives from all three counties. We have Newark, Dover, Wilmington, Rehoboth Beach.
Yes, all three counties are represented this year. We have a woman who makes jewelry. She won in the visual arts craft category. She's from Dover. We have a writer from Hokesson. So, yeah, across the state, we have winners.
And I see here that there are some honorable mentions to go along with the 18 fellowships. What's the difference between being selected as a fellow and then being given honorable mention?
An honorable mention is for an artist who received a very high ranking, but there was somebody that was just a little bit higher than they were in a particular category. There is no monetary award for our honorable mentions, but it is a way to recognize the high quality of their work and give them some recognition.
So you have different levels. You have the Emerging Artists Award, which gets a certain monetary value. Then you have a step up to the Established Professionals Award, which has another level of monetary contribution. And then you have someone alone at the top who gets the Master's Award for the Artist Fellows. And I'm not going to try to pronounce this name. I'll have you do it. What can you tell me about the Master's Award winner?
Yolanda Chetwynd is from Newark. She won in visual arts painting. She's been in Delaware since the late 1980s, practicing artist. She also has a degree in art therapy and has done a lot of work in Delaware schools. She's worked on visual art standards for the state. She just has a long record of service in Delaware.
And what distinguished her above the rest to get the Master's Award instead of, say, the Established Professional Award?
Well, our Master's Award winners need to win an Established Award and then have a waiting period of 7 years before they can apply for the Master's, because it really is intended for the top-ranked artists, and it depends on artistic quality as well as the reputation that they've established for themselves nationally, in some cases internationally, and the level of service and sustained activity here in Delaware.
So you have to qualify by winning a fellowship before and then wait 7 years to become eligible to be a master's?
Yes, that's correct.
That is wild.
Well, we want to ensure that this is supposed to be the most prestigious award. And that 7-year waiting period is a chance for them to, you know, advance their artistic careers and get more accomplishments under their belt before they apply for the master's level.
Wow, that's amazing. 7 years. That is some commitment for sure.
Yes. And there is a 3-year waiting period. A lot of our artists will apply in the emerging category, which is a $3,000 award. And then in 3 years, they're eligible to apply in the established category. And the same idea that time and the money gives them a chance to really hone in on their artistic style or product and, you know, apply again.
What's next for these 2017 Individual Arts Fellows?
Well, they will have the opportunity to participate in a group exhibition at the Biggs Museum this summer. That's an annual program in its 17th year. We also ask that the fellows host another public program throughout the year, sometime during the year of their fellowship, to show the public sort of what their work is about. So there'll be readings and exhibitions. The visual arts fellows are invited to show in our mezzanine gallery in the Carvel State Building. So you can look for the fellow shows towards the end of this year, September, October, November, December. And so I'll be talking to the artists to find out what they have planned for the year. And then we feature them on our website. We'll do in-depth profiles about each of them. That'll be up in the spring. And then in the fall, when the group show is on at the Biggs, the division hosts an awards ceremony and a reception that's open to the public. So there'll be lots of opportunities for the public to meet the fellows and learn more about their artwork.
And so if people want to get a look at some of these artists and their works, where can they go?
They'll be able to find information on our website, which is artsdel.org.